Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump says the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China under a new trade deal framework that still needs final approval. CBS's Michael Wallace on what Beijing gets.
The U.S. will allow Chinese students to use its colleges and universities.
A curfew is the latest twist in the anti-ICE protests in Los Angeles. CBS's Elise Preston in L.A.
The traffic is open, and so people are able to access this downtown district. Even with the curfew in place, it does not apply to people who live in this area or who are unhoused in the area.
A federal court hearing arguments today in President Trump's appeal of his New York hush money conviction. Legal contributor Rebecca Royfield.
This is very much a long shot, unlikely to succeed. And if it doesn't succeed, the appeal will proceed in state court.
New report on inflation. The government says prices rose 2.4% in May over 1 year ago. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The budget battle continues. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers is lying when he says Republicans won't agree to meaningful investments in education, childcare, and the UW system. Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not the amount Evers wants. The Evers administration says the governor compromised on tax cuts, expecting compromise from Republicans in return. Savannah Tolme-Olson has more.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olson.
The Brewers battle back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a victory last night 4-1 to even their series with the Braves at one game apiece. The rubber match today. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. Got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better going against him. And we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me. And, you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game three.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and summer-like with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Showers and storms hold off until after midnight tonight, but they could linger early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, more could spark up tomorrow afternoon and temps slide to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. This hour, you're playing for $100 cash, and the keyword is fun. F-U-N. Fun. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword fun for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Text now. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, State Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein with an update from the Capitol. Also, Chad Holmes and Sean O'Malley on Your Money and the Markets.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. A lot going on in the world today. A lot to talk about. Germans, Hungarians, Russians, Italians. They all waited until it was too late. Are we going to join that tragic club? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, Donald Trump goads troops to cheer Robert E. Lee, the man who killed more Americans than any leader, American or foreign, in world history. Also, Gavin Newsom says the moment we have feared has arrived. ICE has been deployed to five more blue states to incite riots and unrest. The National Guard is being deployed in Texas, in San Antonio. Trump ramps up transfers to Guantanamo. It's going to be an international concentration camp. We'll tell you all about that. All that in the first hour of our program. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Dr. Michael Mann, is going to drop by. Climate change is becoming a ticking time bomb and is getting costly. 5% of GDP, say what? And Dr. Mann has a new book out. He'll tell us about that as well. Also, Trump is winding down FEMA. Yes, they're shutting down the emergency agency. They're going to move all the distribution of aid into the White House so that Trump can, you know, give all the aid he wants to red states and say to blue states, sorry, you're on your own. Seriously. Well, what could possibly go wrong? And Musk crawls back to Trump on a bended knee. Can he grovel enough for Trump? We'll see. Steve Bannon is still working on that one. In the third hour of our program, more news. The Smithsonian is going to purge anti-American ideology. Really? As a MAGA revamp gets underway there, criminals are imitating ICE officers to rob people. Who would have seen that coming? And surprise, Trump is restoring the Confederacy. So, a lot to talk about today. To open up the program, to start with the program, I want to get into my daily take today, published over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Germans, Hungarians, Russians, Italians all waited until it's too late. Are Americans about to join that tragic club? Here's the simple reality, and it's a genuine and tragic reality. In every country that has slid from democracy into authoritarianism, autocracy, fascism, whatever you want to call it, lost democracy, with a few small exceptions. For example, in Chile, it was overnight because Nixon and the CIA, you know, launched basically a coup against the elected president at the time, and Pinochet ended up, you know, coming in and taking over. But Allende was the president. But in Hungary, it wasn't until May of 2020 that people in Hungary really realized that they had lost their democracy. That was when Viktor Orban started arresting people for posting things about him on Facebook. For people in Russia, it was when Alexei Navalny stood up and started getting very popular, and he was poisoned. And then his supporters started getting arrested, and a couple of oligarchs who supported him were thrown out of windows. That's when Russians realized, we're not in Kansas anymore here. For Germans, it was July 14th, 1933. This is just 6 months after Hitler became chancellor, when he outlawed all political parties except for his own, except for the Nazis. At first, the steps from democracy to tyranny typically seem like, you know, just another thing the government has to do to deal with a very real problem, right? Immigration, it's a very real problem. What do we do about it? And, you know, that's how, but then the mask is dropped and the twisted face of fascism starts staring out with a bloody mouth filled with threats and lies, wearing camouflage, a masked face, and carrying handcuffs. We're there. Trump and his neo-fascist enablers started with quiet cat's feet, and now they're holding a rifle and using a bullhorn. How do we know that Trump's doing something very different from America's past, something that inevitably leads to something other than democracy? Well, let's just take a look at immigration, the current excuse that Trump is using to militarize the United States. During the first 3 months of President Obama's administration, he deported 63,257 people. 63,000 people in Obama's first 3 months. Trump's first 3 months, he deported 61,060 people. So Trump has deported fewer people than Obama did. But why is, you know, given that simple reality that Obama deported more people than Trump did, why is it that Trump's getting all the headlines? And why is it that Trump is getting all the protesters with his arrests? Well, the reason, pretty straightforward, is because Trump's whole immigration thing, his whole deportation thing, has nothing to do with illegals. Instead, it's about making Americans comfortable with authoritarian police state tactics. The immigrants are just props, albeit ones that appeal to the racist MAGA base. Obama deported people based on what were called Morton memos. They were also called enforcement priority memos, which required ICE to focus entirely on those undocumented aliens who posed either national security or criminal threats to America. The people who were arrested and turned back at the border didn't have due process because they were stopped at the border. But the people Obama targeted within the United States were all detained after warrants were issued based on probable cause because they'd committed a crime or they were believed to be a threat to America, as the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution and law require. And each had their day in law where they could claim that they'd been arrested and held without legal justification. Obama started Operation Crosscheck, organizing coordinated raids across the country, targeting aliens with established criminal records. Each arrest required proper documentation or warrants. He also operated his immigration enforcement efforts equally well in red states as in blue states. The Biden administration largely did the same thing as Obama did. Court hearings, due process, enforcement priorities. But under Trump, it's been a completely different show. A show designed to freak people out, to get America ready for the military in the streets. Again, this has very little to do with immigration. This has to do with getting us used to having our own military point guns at us. You know, why is Trump having federal police carry out high-profile raids in schools, hospitals, workplaces, and courthouses rather than just showing up at people's homes after hours like Obama and Biden did? Why is he showing up with essentially SWAT teams? Obama and Biden would have, you know, two cops show up at somebody's house and say, you know, Jose, sorry, you got to come with us. Why is our Secretary of Homeland Security dressing up like an immigration agent to cosplay for the cameras? And why are her videos being plastered all over the internet, all over the media, social media? Why is Trump giving highly political, banana-style Republic speeches, or Banana Republic-style speeches, to active duty military, calling out or attacking the previous president and the governor of California with lies and partisan slurs? I mean, being apolitical before our military is a tradition that goes back to George Washington. And why isn't the media more outraged and freaked out about this? If Obama had attacked George W. Bush in a speech to the military, we wouldn't hear the end of that for a year. The reason Trump is doing all these things is because it's not really about undocumented aliens or deportations. This is all fascism theater designed specifically and intentionally to get us ready to accept what's next. First, they turn their guns and their violations of cultural and legal norms on the weakest and most misunderstood or even hated people in a society. For Hitler, that was trans people and immigrants. For Mussolini, it was labor leaders and immigrants. For Putin, it was rebelling Chechens and immigrants. For Orban, it was the Roma people and immigrants. In each case, regular citizens quickly got used to police kicking in other people's doors without warrants, throwing undesirables in prison without attorneys or court proceedings, and having masked, out-of-uniform officers dragging folks off the streets without identification or justification. After all, it was only them who were being targeted. At the same time, each of these regimes began extensive intelligence-gathering operations to identify actual or even potential dissidents and ways that they could be broken, whether through exposing secrets like homosexuality or affairs, by bankrupting them with libel suits for speaking out against the administration, or even outright arrest on trumped-up sedition charges. Think DOJ's pimply-faced incels downloading every single bit of data the government has ever had on you and aggregating it into a massive database that this administration can use against you when the time comes. Next, wannabe dictators always open detention facilities with the realization or rationalization that they're just for those people. And then, of course, throughout history, the regime's police, paramilitary, and finally the military itself turn their guns and their new prisons on us, on the regular people who are just speaking up or speaking out. This is the final stage. We're at the beginning of the final stage. This is what journalist Milton Mayer warned about. This, you know, we're far down this road. And the question is, are we like the Germans, like the Hungarians, like the Italians, Russians, Turks, Egyptians, so many others? Are we going to wait until the repression is so obvious it's undeniable and unstoppable? The choice, at least so far, is still ours. Show up on Saturday. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. And how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. This hour, you're playing for $100 cash, and the keyword is fun. F-U-N. Fun. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword fun for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Text now.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body control, safe for your pits, packages, and even feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, M-A-N-D-O, .com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com.
With tanks are fled, no banners torn, no cities claimed, just a paper sign in a quiet room. A new law passed, a new costume, no sirens screamed, no rifles cracked, just silence loud enough to distract. A neighbor gone, a story missed, a hand unraised, a clenched white fist. This is how it ends, not with a roar, but with a shrug. One rule bent, one truth unplugged. No need for booze to break the line. Democracy dies one silent step at a time. A headline shifts, a phrase is banned, a speech erased, a trembling hand. The judge retires, the vote is rigged, the lie grows bold, the truth grows big. They say it's temporary, it's just a test. It's not ideal, but it's for the best. And so the people fold and fade, their courage bartered, their freedom laid. This is how it ends, not all at once, but piece by piece, with whispered fear and stage police. A thousand cuts, no single crime. Democracy dies one silent step at a time. You think you'll stand when it gets bad, but by then you've lost what you once had. No line to cross, no call to make, no judge to hear, no breath to take. The mask was velvet, the voice was sweet. It bowed to you before the beat. And by the time the jaws were shown, you found yourself already on. This is how it ends, with claps and chants and marching bands, with laws that bind instead of hands. We traded truth for party lines and watched it die one silent step at a time.
This is the moment we have feared. The moment we have feared has arrived. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our very eyes, says the governor of California. And then Mike Johnson says he should be tarred and feathered. Greg Abbott is going to deploy soldiers. And next, now they've announced the next cities they're going to storm: New York City, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Northern Virginia. That would be Washington, D.C., and Alexandria. They're coming after us. No doubt about it. They're coming after us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, it'll be this week's edition of Broad Appeal. I'll be talking with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With an update in the Judge Hannah Dugan case in Milwaukee, here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Trump administration argues that charges should not be dropped against a Wisconsin judge indicted for allegedly helping a man who is in the country evade U.S. immigration agents seeking to arrest him in her courthouse. Attorneys for the U.S. Department of Justice urged a federal judge on Monday to reject a motion filed by Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan seeking to dismiss the charges against her. Justice Department attorneys say dropping the charges would be unprecedented and allow judges to be above the law. A grand jury indicted Dugan on May 13th, and she pleaded not guilty ahead of a scheduled July 21st trial.
Meanwhile, Dugan's team has raised quite a bit of money to fight her case. Stuart J. Waddles has more about fundraising efforts.
Judge Hannah Dugan's legal team has raised nearly $138,000 from thousands of small donors. That's according to JS Online. Dugan is charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. Prosecutors say she helped a man avoid immigration agents in her courthouse by escorting him out of a back door. Her attorneys have asked for charges to be thrown out, arguing she acted within her official judicial capacity. Federal prosecutors yesterday argued for charges to proceed.
Locally, area residents are looking forward to Bluegrass at the Lake. This three-day music festival kicks off on June 12th at Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a full lineup of bluegrass and folk-centric bands for this family fun event. Thursday night, the music begins with Southbound at 6:30. On Friday, they'll have four bands playing from 4:30 to 11:30. And on Saturday, the music starts at noon and goes till 11:30. Touch a Truck is on Saturday from 10 to 2 and is free to the public. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and summer-like with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Showers and storms hold off until after midnight tonight, but they could linger early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, more could spark up tomorrow afternoon and temps slide to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
See, you're speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome our pal and Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico and Up North News editor Christina Laurie, and I talk fun Wisconsin stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Said, watch what you say, but I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their report, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Oh, it's good to be king, don't need no rules. Play the strong man, treat him like a fool.
35 minutes past the hour, yeah, Trump's official song there. The Trump administration is beginning to, or preparing to begin, to transfer thousands of foreigners to Guantanamo Bay. They are doing right now medical screening of 9,000 individuals to see if they're healthy enough to be transferred to Gitmo. These are people, now they're bragging about the fact that the people that they are going to be shipping there include people from Britain, Italy, France, Germany, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Lithuania, Poland, Turkey, and Ukraine, and Haiti. But I would bet just about anything the vast majority of these people are not going to be the white people from Europe. I don't know, just a funny idea I've got, you know? No inside information, but... And now we've got five American cities have been identified by the Trump administration as the next places they're going to try to start riots so that they can, you know, crack down. Trump is just desperately looking for an opportunity to use the Insurrection Act. You know, an opportunity that will be held up by the six shills, Republican shills on the U.S. Supreme Court. Gavin Newsom, in response, said, this is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes. This moment we have feared has arrived. You know, I've been talking about this for decades. I mean, you know, I saw the early glimpse, the early glimmers of this when George W. Bush borrowed the word homeland from Hitler. Heimat zu sein, right? When Rudolf Hess, in fact, it was introduced into the German lexicon in the fall of 1937 at the Nuremberg rally. When Hess introduced Hitler and said, you know, Danke, Führer, you know, well, I won't do the whole German thing, but basically what he said is, thanks to our Führer, Germans all over the world, über die ganze Welt, now have a homeland in Germany, a Heimat. And when George W., but we had never referred to America as the homeland before. Homelands are genetic things, right? You know, I get it. You know, Israelis could call Israel the homeland. Swedes call Sweden their homeland. You know, genetic Swedes. But America, you know, we were always based on this idea that there is no specific homeland other than arguably for Native Americans. And so we never used the word homeland. We said our country, you know, America. You know, the land we love, you know, from sea to shining sea. You know, we had all kinds of euphemisms for America, but homeland was never one of them until George W. Bush consolidated 18 intelligence agencies into the Homeland Security, Office of Homeland Security, intelligence and police agencies, and you slapped that word homeland on it. And I wrote a scathing op-ed for Common Dreams back in 2002 or 2003 when this happened, saying this, just this use of language is invoking fascism. Homeland is blood and soil. And then came the Patriot Act, And I was like, holy cow, he is getting us ready. And of course, it wasn't George Bush who was coming up with this stuff. He wasn't smart enough to come up with it. It was the fascists around him, many of them, the people who are, you know, in and supporting Donald Trump, many of them drawn from the big, you know, think tanks that are funded by fossil fuel billionaires. So here we are. So what's on your mind? By the way, I mentioned our phones weren't working yesterday. We narrowed it down yesterday afternoon to the telephone instrument that Mateo uses when he answers the phone. It apparently has died. I ordered a new one from our radio equipment supplier down in Florida, and they're shipping it out this afternoon. It'll be here tomorrow. So hopefully by Friday, Mateo will be able to take your calls and screen your calls. But in the meantime, my software grabs your phone number, the entire phone number, and it also tells me where you're calling from, if you've got caller ID turned on. And so I'm going to just pick up your calls, and if I don't have your name, if you've called before, I already know your name. But if you haven't called before, then all I have is your phone number, and I'll just mention the last couple digits of your phone number so you know that you're the one who's on the air, and you can tell me your name, and we'll have a conversation, all right? So, and I'm trusting you here. So I've got a call from Tennessee. The phone number ends in 7306. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, yeah. This is Adam calling from Dallas. And before I begin, if
Dallas,
there's
Tennessee?
Any... No, this is Google Voice.
Oh, so you're in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
Okay, you got it. So what's up, Adam?
I'm willing to pay some mechanics a few bucks if they loosen some screws on Greg Abbott's wheelchair there.
Oh, no.
And then...
No.
And then...
I get it. You're not happy with him, but, you know, let's not wish ill on him.
Okay. So I got 2 points real quick. First of all is all these people from the right, they kept repeating over years that martial law was going to be brought under Obama and then Biden.
Oh, remember the FEMA camps in Syria?
Yeah.
I mean, they were just beside themselves, you know. Oh, my God, he's going to activate FEMA camps and he's going to be putting us in them. Yeah, I remember it well, Adam.
Right. Where are they now?
Yeah. Well, they're not doing FEMA camps. They're building brand new private prisons with, you know, dozens or hundreds of billions of federal dollars.
Right. And then the second point I wanted to bring up was I'm really thinking that, do you think this could spiral into a civil war if this keeps escalating, especially against if they keep bringing in troops against blue states?
I'm not as worried about civil war as I am just good old fashioned German, Hungarian style, Russian style fascism. And the reason why is because civil wars typically are fought between two very easily identified factions, and they're typically geographic factions. You know, Bosnia and Herzegovina, as Yugoslavia was breaking up, for example, or was that Czechoslovakia? I think it was Yugoslavia. Or the North and the South in the 1860s. They were clearly physical boundaries there. You know, you could identify who were this side and who were that side. The closest you could get to that in the United States would probably be what we used to call race riots. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump is trying to provoke as much of that kind of thing as possible. But I do expect there to be a fair amount of stochastic terrorism as Trump continues to try to, you know, gin up violence in the United States. He's working as hard as he can at it, obviously. But I'm not real worried about civil war. I'm more worried about our government turning against us, the way that has happened so frequently throughout history.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Good talking to you, Adam. Thanks for the call. Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's on your mind today?
I'm a little bit nervous about Saturday's protest, seeing as what happened in, Los Angeles. And there's going to be some protesting downtown Saturday. I went on an online chat with Michigan Women for Democracy, and I said, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. And they said, and I there was a online training, and I missed it. And there were a few tips that were mentioned, and I thought I'd like to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
There are what they call, at a lot of these protests, there's safekeepers of the event. These are folks who are wearing bright yellow or lime green vests.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, say, a crutch or a walker, and right now I'm using a walker because of some problems I've been having with my leg, and staying towards the edges of the crowd would be better.
Mm-hmm.
And using a permanent marker to write emergency phone numbers, contact numbers on your skin, just in case things go wrong, and bring minimal items,
right.
You know, not so many things. But I'm still nervous. And, you know, the times I've been going, you know, solo, and they suggested that if you're going solo, just make sure your loved ones know where you are.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all wise advice. I fully expect that we're going to see agent provocateurs in many of these crowds on Saturday. And the question is going to be, will the crowd stop them?
I'm just trying, you know, somebody brought something up on your show about turning it into a sit-in, and I haven't seen anything written down on any of these training things about sitting down if somebody should come in. I'm not sure.
I don't understand what you mean.
You know, somebody talked about the old-fashioned protests were sit-ins, okay?
Oh, yeah, just to make it harder to remove people.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, nobody said anything to me about it except somebody on your show.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering if that would be a good idea or not. I don't know.
I'm not sure. It would depend on the circumstances.
So I'm glad there'll at least be some safe people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest people kind of know where those safe people are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a cane, like I said, or walker, stay in the outskirts in case you need to get away.
Good points all, Sue. Thank you very much. Good advice. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your calls.
Have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's stock-up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural, plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't low-quality stuff like you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, I'll be stocking up on their sleep gummies. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, mood, stress, focus, pain after exercise. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% off on everything. Visit CB Distillery and enter the code VIP. That's CB Distillery and the code VIP to save up to 40% off. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's CB Distillery. And the code is VIP for up to 40% off.
Banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects
the
right?
About 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I've got a caller who's last four digits are 0844 in Gardenia, California. Is that right? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. You can hear me?
I can. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. Yeah. My name is Bruce. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Great. Thanks, Bruce. What's up?
Yeah. I just want to make a brief statement. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, in the grit, and this is going out to, you know, all the children and the parents that are being terrorized here in this city. In the grand scheme of history, Donald Trump is a small inconsequential man. And that's all I'd like to say.
Okay. You said it well, Bruce. It's a real tragedy that this man was ever allowed to be president in the first place. And getting him back at the second time is just a horror. Thank you, Bruce. Mike in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Can you hear me all right?
Just fine.
I think all this goes way back as far as PNAC, but up into the future now, I've seen some of these FEMA camps, and I think it would be a leap of faith to think that they would operate them as independent prisons, as private contractors will be running them. They're not going to call them FEMA camps.
I thought the whole FEMA camp thing was completely debunked. Where have you seen a FEMA camp, Mike?
I've got pictures of five of them here in Georgia. I've called before a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those pictures on the Internet. A lot of them are just nonsense. They're not.
You can call them private prisons, but they were built by the state, uh-huh. and they're operated independently by these CECOT kind of peoples.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But the thing is, it is the Israeli model. We've been training. The thing that scares me is right now, when he pulls this little parade thing off, he's going to have ensconced himself in an area where he has the sole control of the entire government. There's no state to back off. There's no courts to back him up. Everything in the world is going to be locked up into that cocoon. And from that cocoon, he's going to take his little black flag mess. He's going to deport it nationwide overnight. Yeah. So I doubt we'll get him out of there. I doubt we'll get the military out of there. This is liable to be our last stand. If you got kids that's in the military or police, if you got any kind of sense at all, we need to engage. I think this is our last stand. I don't think we got to the end of the month or next year or some kind of imaginary vote. I think we got to stand up right now. And I don't, that plays right into his hands. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but we're kind of in a bind.
I agree with you, Mike. I absolutely agree with you. I think that this weekend is going to be an inflection point. It's going to be a turning point. I think that history is going to look back on this weekend and say, you know, that was very much like July, I forget the exact day in July, but July 1933, 6 months into Hitler's reign, when he outlawed all the political parties except the Nazis. He went after trans people 2 weeks into his reign. He went after immigrants a month into his reign. He didn't go after the Jews for a while. His ultimate goal, and he's not going to come after the liberals and Democrats and you know white people who don't support him for a while. You know, it may be 6 months, it might be 3 months, it might be I don't know 2 weeks, but it's definitely on his agenda. I mean, you know, he's talking about it. So I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Dr. Michael Mann is going to drop by. New climate news, pretty shocking climate news, actually. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big
big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China under a new trade deal framework. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In a social media post, the president said our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me.
The CBS's Kelly O'Grady on a new inflation report from the government.
Annual inflation ticked up to 2.4% from 2.3% last month. That's getting further away from the Fed's 2% target, and it is the first increase we have seen at the annual level in 3 months.
Survivors and family members of the Pulse nightclub massacre 9 years ago are getting a chance to walk through the closed venue this week. The Central Florida Club is due to be torn down and replaced with a permanent memorial. This woman says it will be an emotional experience.
Well, for me, it's important to go inside because that's where my son died.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.